Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody. It's Rob Zicari. It's the Rob Zicari Show. I'm your host. There is no fill-in host here. It's me. It's only me. All right. What is it? Day? Well, a lot of things to get to, but it's day... Let's see. It started last... What did it start? Last Wednesday? Wednesday, Thursday. I think it was... I think Wednesday. Wednesday or Thursday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's day seven. I feel like it's when, one of them kids gets stuck in a well. Or you're a Chilean miner. And it's like... the countdown of the days. We're day seven on the Judge Curio debate. It's like he's stuck in a mine. He's like a Chilean mine worker. He's baby Jessica. Let's call him baby Curiel. Baby Curiel is stuck in the mine, and we're 7 days in now discussing this fake controversy, because that's what it is. You know, we talked about it yesterday, and there's an article up on our site as we speak. If you go to the RobZicariShow.com, you can check this article out. It's a good article. It's a great article. And we're forced to just touch it a little. Just touch this a little. You know, before we went on, I was in the green room. I was watching the MSNBCs, the Fox. First off, you want to talk about, and this is way off the subject because we're going to go back to this, but man, are they doing Bernie dirty? Are they doing Bernie dirty? That's what it should be called. Not Bernie or bust. It should be called doing Bernie dirty. Wow. Man, oh man, just doing Bernie dirty. I'm telling you, all of you Bernie supporters that are out there, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you are weak. You have no self-preservation. I mean, you just... I don't know. You have no principles. I can't go down the list, but man, oh man. Last night... Do I go into this now? No, let's just focus on Curio. Let's focus on Curio real quick. Okay? We'll discuss doing Bernie dirty in the next segment. So, Curio. All the shows open, once again, talking about Trump tripling down on Curio. The fact that he had this super secret in a meeting last night. He had his surrogates on the phone. He had Jan Brewer on the phone. He had all these people on the phone. Told them to keep hammering the Judge Curio issue. Keep hammering it. This was everybody's story yesterday. Now, you know, guys, the reason this is all playing out day after day after day after day You know why this is playing out. Because as we speak, there's depositions being taken in the Hillary Clinton email case where her aides, former employees of hers are all, I mean, they're playing stupid. It's like a TV show or a movie where the whole, what was that? What is the definition of is? I don't know what that means. I don't know if I recall. It's one of those sitcoms. That's what I call it. Can you repeat the question? Well, I just asked if you wanted water. What is water? I'm not sure. So everybody's got to be focused on something else. Everybody's got to be focused on Trump and his outlandish statement. And again, it's not outlandish. like we talked about yesterday. His statement is what everybody thinks and says when the left talks about diversity and the need to have diversity in our judicial system, in our education system. Wherever there's a policy, wherever there's law, the left is constantly talking about diversity. Because four old white guys sitting in a room cannot properly, and these are quotes from Barbara Boxer, cannot properly make good policy. Now maybe it's a little off quote, but it's basically what Barbara Boxer has said, what she's written about. Four old white guys in a room cannot and should not be making policy and decisions on women's health issues. Diversity. So when you hear the left talk about all of these instances, what they're saying is somebody's race, somebody's ethnicity should influence a decision that is going to come out of that group. Because ultimately, four old white guys would have a different outlook. They would have a different view on an issue because, they're four old white guys. One's not black, one's not Latino, one's not gay, one's not a woman. Can't have four old, straight, white guys deciding on abortion rights. Matter of fact, how many times do you hear women say, men shouldn't even be in the debate about abortion rights? They don't have vaginas. They can't have children. The left is the king. And again, Trump brings something up that everybody is afraid to talk about. Seriously, everybody is afraid to talk about. He brings it up, and everybody acts shocked. Wow. Oh, my God. Today, you have Eddie Munster that... I'm going to be gentle because I know there's people that are big Eddie Munster fans, and I'm referring to Paul Ryan. But yeah, Paul Ryan, he has a press conference. I mean, this guy is constantly having press conferences. And you know what's amazing? Here's what's amazing. Here's the amazing part of the Paul Ryans and the Marco Rubios and people like that. That think, well, if I distance myself from Donald Trump or I disavow Donald Trump's candidacy, when he gets slaughtered in the election, I'll be fine in 4 years. So when I run, I then can win and I'll beat Hillary Clinton. And it's amazing to me how these people think like that. Because ultimately, they're going to need 13, 14 million hardcore Trump supporters to win a general election. So the Paul Ryans and the Marco Rubios and the Ted Cruzes at some point are going to need these people. So when the Republican Party sits back and goes, you know what, let's just bury Trump. Let's just take our beating. We'll distance ourselves from him. That way we could tell everybody, hey, we didn't like him. We stood up to him. Don't saddle us with him. That was just a bad time in our party. But I didn't support him. I denounced him. So-and-so denounced him. We didn't speak at the convention for him. Well, how do you think that's going to go over with those 12, 13, 14, 15 million people? Sure. You're going to have tens of millions that vote for Trump because he's a Republican. And these people despise Hillary Clinton, and they don't want a Clinton dynasty. But there's 10, 12, 13, 14, maybe at the end of the day, there'll be 15 million people that are die-hard Trump supporters. And just like Mitt Romney, Trump, if he loses, it's not going to go away. Did Mitt Romney go away? Paul Ryan. Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio. Mitt Romney didn't go away. 4 years later, he was back having press conferences. You think Trump is going to go away? You think the supporters of Trump are going to go away? If Trump loses, and all these people that denounce Trump, I deny, disavow, I complete, when they pop back up, there's going to be millions and millions and millions of people that go, hey, how you doing? We remember you. We remember you, Speaker Ryan. Every chance you got. every chance you got, when you didn't like something that Donald Trump said, you had a press conference. Like today, Ryan said, I disavow these comments. I regret these comments that he made. Donald Trump claiming a person can't do a job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable. But do I believe that Hillary Clinton is the answer? No, I do not. I don't think Trump's comments are right-headed. I just fundamentally disagree with that. I think it's wrong. The way I look at this, if you say something that's wrong, I think the mature, responsible thing is to acknowledge it was wrong. I mean, again, Trump says what the Paul Ryans and the Lindsey Grahams and the rest of them are too afraid to say. The left says it. The left has no problem with saying it. The left has absolutely no problem saying it. They have no problem. Absolutely no problem. Remember when Justice Sonia Sotomayor said, a wise Latina with richness of her experiences would reach better conclusions than a white male. I mean, this is what we were talking about yesterday. This is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. The Paul Ryans and the rest of them never call any liberals out when they say things like this. They never call the Barbara Boxers out because they're afraid that they will be called a racist. It's the easiest way to stop a debate. It's the easiest way. I mean, that's like it's nuclear. You go back and forth with somebody, well, I disagree with this issue. I don't think that's a good issue there. I don't think, why? Are you racist? What you're saying is racist. Instantly you go, oh, God. No. When you talk voter ID laws, racist. We should enforce immigration laws. Racist. Okay. Everything's racist. I mean, the very definition of diversity, the very definition of putting different people in positions of power that have diverse backgrounds is so their view when running a company or running a government agency is to use whatever diversity that they are part of. So if they're gay, the whole concept of putting them in that position is to have their sexual orientation guide them in whatever policy or verdict or ruling. Same thing with race. Why was it a big deal when Eric Holder went to Ferguson? Why is that a big deal? Why is that? I mean, the fact that Trump said, hey, there's things that are going on in my case. You know, when you hear Wolf Blitzer bring up, well, you know, there's other judges. There's other judges with ethnic backgrounds that people don't say, hey, Anthony Scalia was an Italian. Can he do his job fairly? Other judges were part of groups. Rather, it was part of their heritage. And Judge Curiel presided over Mexican drug lord cases. He didn't show any bias there. I mean, is that the most asinine statement you've ever heard? He's talking about drug lords. He's talking about Mexican drug lords that murder, slaughter, destroy people's lives. How do you compare that? How do you compare that and being biased in that case or cases like that against being part of an advocacy group that is for giving illegal aliens driver's licenses and giving them benefits even though they're not U.S. citizens? I mean, really? That's your compare game? And then you bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger appointed this judge, and of course, Obama appointed him to the federal. But, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Really? That's Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator? You know, he said the judge presided over some drug cases, and he did a great job. Well, it's a drug case. It's a Mexican drug lord. I mean, it's you're not even on the same field. You're not even on the same sport. Not even on the same sport. And then the other one I love. Here's the other one I love.
Why would Donald Trump say this judge is Mexican? He's born in Illinois or Indiana, wherever the hell it was.
And I'm like, wow. This race thing is so convenient for the left and the right. Don't people say Marco Rubio's Cuban? Don't they say he's Cuban? Don't they say Susana Martinez is the first Latina governor? Remember the whole Trump and Susan Martinez debate?
Why would Trump go after the governor of New Mexico?
She's Latina. She's a governor. So she was born in Mexico? She was born in Latin America? Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is referred to as Cuban. Hell, you hear people on the right, the same people that are going after Trump. Oh, well, this judge, he's not Mexican. But yet, the people on the right, Republicans, people that are supposed to be part of our party, we're so proud to go, oh, and the left says Republicans are racist. We have a woman, an African-American, and two Cubans running for president of the United States. Well, okay. If that's the case, how is it that this judge is not Mexican now? And when Trump said he's Mexican, how is it now that he's not Mexican? He was born in Indiana. Again, this is all just smoke and mirrors. It's all just smoke and mirrors. It's all just smoke and mirrors. On a daily basis, the left and the right. And after I watched Megyn Kelly last night, it's also the right. The media is all liberal. Megyn Kelly is beyond liberal. We'll get to that in another segment. But the hatred that these people have for Trump, it's amazing. It really is. And he's just saying it. He's just being true. When you hear Lindsey Graham say Trump's comments were un-American, it's astonishing. It really is. It's astonishing. It's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. Like I said, no one wants to talk about the history of this judge. And all Trump did was say, there's been some bad rulings in my case. There's been some good, but there's been some bad. More bad than good. And I question if this judge is doing what he's doing because my positions on immigration do not gel with his position, with his colleagues' positions, his friends' positions. I mean, as silly as bringing this instance up, but do you guys remember People versus OJ? Remember the whole debate with Judge Ito and the fact that his wife was a police officer and she got talked about on a tape. I mean, again, what Trump brought up is real. These are things that happen all the time. These are things that happen all the time. People's backgrounds, people's race, people's sexual orientation. These are things that happen all the time. And the left purposely talks about this in a positive and glowing way. When you talk about race card, the left plays that card every single day. We talked about it again yesterday. If you're a black defendant in a case, and this has happened, I don't even know how many times. I don't know how many times. If you're a black defendant in a case, how about this? How about cases against police officers? How about the Rodney King case? I mean, constantly, lawyers, activists are talking about the jury, where the case is being tried. Could someone get a fair trial? The makeup of the jury, 5 African American, 4 white. People versus OJ was all about race. He got off because of race. That's a fact. That is a fact. That is a fact. Al Sharpton is constantly talking about race. And when Trump brings it up, everybody acts shocked, appalled, disgusted. They don't understand how Trump can think this way, or anybody can think this way. But yet, the left, led by the media, led by Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, the list goes on and on and on and on, are constantly talking about race and politics, race and the government. Constantly, we are constantly hearing how policy would be different, decisions that are made would be different if the people making them could identify with the individuals involved in the situation. So when the left brings this up, when the president brings this up, no one ever pushes back. No one ever pushes back. Like I said countless times before, rather Trump wins or Trump loses. What he has done is not just changed the face of politics, but he's changed how we exist in this country with all these little nuances, things you can say, things you can't say, things that are, things that aren't. That's what he's done. That's the most important thing that he has done. Really has. Really has been the most important thing that he's done. If he wins, that'll be great. But if he loses, what he has created is not going to go away. It will not go quietly. It's going to grow even louder and louder and louder. Like I said, Mitt Romney never went away. He was still there. He was still there playing somewhat of an important role. Hell, let's face it. Mitt Romney almost ran again. Mitt Romney almost ran again. Let's just say Trump loses. What's to prevent him from running again? What's to prevent him from 4 years from now doing this all over again? Oh, man, the Cruises and the Rubios, they would lose their mind. They would lose their minds. You got Michael Reagan. Michael Reagan. He puts out a tweet. I don't think my father would have voted for Donald Trump. He doesn't know what his dead... He doesn't know. He wasn't even a real Reagan. He was adopted. I know those of you who are adopted are like, well, don't you put us, I'm not putting you down, but it's not blood. It's not blood. Okay, Ronald Reagan raised someone else's problem. All right? That's what he did. I'm not saying Ron Reagan Jr. would come out and say, my dad wouldn't have voted for him. My dad would totally not have supported Donald Trump. I'm not saying that. I'm just laughing that Michael Reagan got some headlines with his tweet, and a couple people are like, hey, Michael Reagan said, who cares what Michael Reagan said? Who cares? And plus, I think it's a little silly. I think it's a little silly when you assume that someone dead would want something. They're dead, okay? You don't know what they want. You don't know what they... You know, I just love when people talk about Reagan and they assume that Reagan of 1980s would be Reagan of 2016. I love that. I love that. People assume that past presidents would be the same person in 2006. JFK. Imagine JFK being this bleeding heart Obama Democrat. You know, Reagan, he wouldn't. Okay, you know what Reagan. You know what Reagan. I worked with him. Okay. So that means you know what he'd be feeling if he was in his 60s in 2016.